Good morning and welcome. And a special welcome to anybody who's here for the first time. Please join us for tea or coffee after the service in the Mayo Hall. I'm doing the notices today because Cathy Seymour is unwell. So please remember her in your prayers. Peggy Chegwin's funeral is tomorrow at 2 p.m. at Randalls Park Crematorium, so please come along if you can. Sue and John Watts have a fifth grandchild. Their son and daughter-in-law, Matthew and Hidimi, are now proud parents to Louis Edward John Watts. The church news is not out this week, but we'll be out next week, so please take your copies next week. Today at All Saints Church, there is a concert at 3 p.m. If you haven't been to a concert there before, Liz Bartlett has got two free tickets for you, so see Liz to get them. There is a Mother's Day bargain from Jane Townsend. She's going to sell the marmalade at 50p a jar. Now, Ray Charlton has something to say.
I would hope everybody has heard on the news about the cyclone in Western Africa and the devastation it's caused millions of people, I think. And Christian Aid, part of the DEC, the Disasters Emergency Committee, have got an emergency appeal out. So if you would like to help, please put your hand up when the offering's coming around and I will bring an envelope to you or see me after the service. Thank you.
So let's join together to worship the Lord. Seek the Lord, for God is near. Come to the Lord, for God is merciful. We join to sing, Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you.
Remaining as we are, we say the psalm. O God, you are my God, and I long for you. My whole being desires you. Like a dry, worn out, and waterless land, my soul is thirsty for you. Let me see you in the sanctuary. Let me see how mighty and glorious you are. Your constant love is better than life itself. And so I will praise you. I will give you thanks as long as I live. I will raise my hands to you in prayer. My soul will feast and be satisfied, and I will sing glad songs of praise to you. As I lie in bed, I remember you. All night long, I think of you. Because you have always been my help. In the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy. I cling to you, and your hand keeps me safe. Please be seated. We join together to pray. Let us pray. Loving God, we are people who seek your presence and long for you as those in the desert long for water. We see your glory and your power and are humbled by the greatness of your steadfast love. You are our strength. You are our help, and in you we place our trust, and on you we rely. We come together to worship. We come to you in praise. We come to you in humble adoration. Lord, we would turn away from all that is wicked and unrighteous, and for all that causes pain and suffering to others and to you, our God. We ask that you would forgive us for those times when we have not turned away, when we have caused pain. Forgive us for the things that we have done as individuals, and forgive us for those things that we are a part of. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us. And the Lord says that I have come to give you life in all its fullness. And we respond, thanks be to God. Amen. In your first language, or in whichever way you have been taught it from the beginning, we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Hello? Ah, yes, 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 yes. Hello, do you want to come down and come and join us at the front? There you go. Hello. Here we go. There's a little seat for you here. There you go. Do you ever have days where nothing goes right? And you feel a bit sad, and you feel a bit upset? So we've got some words here that my glamorous assistant Sally's going to share. So can you think of a time when you've said that? Can you see what that says? It says, ouch, that hurts. Can you think of a time, Dahi?
When you fall down.
Sorry?
When you fall down.
When you fall down.
When you fall down, yeah. Anybody else think of an example? No? Ouch, that hurts. No? Oh, my feet hurt a bit yesterday because I walked a long way, but I'll tell you about that if you want to know about it later. I was with about a million other people. Right, what's another? Hold that up, I can't find it anywhere. Now, Sally, we've got one of these.
When I was looking for the printed words that I did last week, I couldn't find them anywhere. So I had to print them off again.
So these words are actually, you know, number two. Anybody else? Do you always know where everything is? No. What do you lose?
When I just left it somewhere, then I forgot about it.
Sorry?
When I left it somewhere, then I forgot about it when I left it.
You often put things somewhere and you forget about them.
Pencil.
Pencils, yeah. They always go missing, don't they? Oh, no. Have we got another one? Oh, no. That's a sort of general one, isn't it? Oh, no. When... Can you think of an example? When you write, grown-ups as well? When you might say, oh no? Just all the time, basically. When you break something, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, what about now? Do you have good days when you're excited and laughing and everything's wonderful? So we have, I can't stop laughing. When was the last time you couldn't stop laughing? Sorry, laughing. Laughing. Can you think of a time? No? Time when you laughed a lot, when your tummy hurt so much because you were laughing. No? Come on, grown-ups. Somebody somewhere's joke, yeah. Some corny jokes or something like that. Okay. What about this one? I'm so excited. What makes you excited?
When you've received a present.
No, that's good. When you received a present?
Your birthday.
Birthday, yeah.
Yeah. Or?
Sunday morning.
Oh, there we go. Someone's coming to church on Sunday morning. Very excited. Yeah. Oh, hang on, wait, Carol's got one.
When I create a picture and I just think, yeah, I like that.
That's right. Oh, one more.
When Chelsea beat Newcastle.
That is really exciting. And what about that? What about this last one? We're nearly there. Oh, nearly there.
On top of a hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Climbing a mountain.
When you're travelling somewhere.
When you're travelling somewhere, you're on holiday, and it's really exciting. And we're nearly there. So, we have good days and bad days, don't we? But if every day was wonderful, then maybe we just wouldn't notice. So it's the not-so-good days that bring us down to earth so that we really appreciate the good times, and we need to remember to give thanks for those good times. Okay.
Singing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be singing. Hang a minute. We are singing My Jesus, My Saviour.
Thank you.
See you later. God bless you. So remember your history. Remember the fact that the children of Israel, a number of times, are deported, taken into exile. And here, in Isaiah 40 to 55, the prophet announces the good news that they're coming back. Vaughan James will read this passage to us.
Isaiah 55. The Lord says, "Come, everyone who is thirsty, here is water. Come, you that have no money, buy grain and eat. Come, buy wine and milk. It will cost you nothing. Why spend money on what does not satisfy? Why spend your wages and still be hungry? Listen to me and do what I say, and you will enjoy the best food of all. Listen now, my people, and come to me. Come to me and you will have life. I will make a lasting covenant with you and give you the blessings I promised to David. I made him a leader and commander of nations, and through him I showed them my power. Now you will summon foreign nations. At one time they did not know you, but now they will come running to join you. I, the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, will make all this happen. I will give you honor and glory." Turn to the Lord and pray to him now that he is near. Let the wicked leave their way of life and change their way of thinking. Let them turn to the Lord our God. He is merciful and quick to forgive. "My thoughts," says the Lord, "are not like yours, and my ways are different from yours. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways and thoughts above yours." Amen.
Amen. Jesus is on the road to Jerusalem, and his own suffering is in front of him. And he responds to two incidents that have been going around, and people have been talking about, and the question of human suffering. And Teresa James will read this passage to us.
And this reading is from Luke. "At that time, some people were there who told Jesus about the Galileans whom Pilate had killed while they were offering sacrifices to God. Jesus answered them, 'Because those Galileans were killed in that way, do you think it proves that they were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? No, indeed. And I tell you that if you do not turn from your sins, you will all die as they did. What about those 18 people in Siloam who were killed when the tower fell on them? Do you suppose this proves that they were worse than all the other people living in Jerusalem? No, indeed. And I tell you that if you do not turn from your sins, you will all die as they did.' And then Jesus told them this parable. 'There was once a man who had a fig tree growing in his vineyard. He went looking for figs on it, but found none. So he said to his gardener, 'Look, for 3 years I've been coming here looking for figs on this fig tree, and I haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it go on using up the soil?' But the gardener answered, 'Leave it alone, sir, just one more year. I will dig around it and put in some fertilizer. Then, if the tree bears figs next year, so much the better. And if not, then you can have it cut down. Amen.
Amen. So let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and you are our Redeemer. Amen. How are you at holding two conflicting things together in your head? And I would suggest to you that that is a mark of maturity. You love him, but he voted out when it came to Brexit. And all this stuff is his fault. Or the opposite obviously applies. God is good. God is loving. Tough things happen. Tragic events occur. I want to do good things. I'm committed to doing good things. I fail. Why has this happened? Why has this happened? The answer is because it's like that, and that's the way it is. Why has this happened to me? Because life is not perfect. People are not perfect. Human beings are a glorious part of the sinful reality of life. So there was an ancient teaching among the Jews which said that bad things happened as the result of sinful behavior. It happened to you because you had done wrong. And that is the basis of the whole of the first chunk of the book of Job. But it's childish. However childish it is, there is a certain element of it that is contemporary. And it's contemporary because it's so much easier. There's a lovely, lovely, lovely intellectual roundedness to it. That happened to you because you did that and it's your fault. Beautiful. But it's not how it is. Bad, traumatic things happen, even to people that we know it's not their fault. And it's not the consequence of their behavior. Of course, there are times when it is, but innocent people suffer. And we need to be able to hold that conundrum in our heads. And to be able to sit with the dissatisfaction of it. Because it is dissatisfying. It would be so much better. Wouldn't life be great if bad people got a right good thumping and good people got roses and unicorns? Wouldn't that just be so much lovelier? Wouldn't it be great? But maybe the real answer comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, which is, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my thoughts above yours. I do not understand, we rage. And God says, well, of course you don't. Of course you don't. Who do you think you are? to say that suffering happens because it's someone's fault, it's easy, but it's not how it is. So the Galileans are killed by Pilate, they're slaughtered. Was it because they were worse people than others? No, it was not. 18 people killed in Siloam when a tower fell. They are not worse sinners than the ordinary people round about them. It would be great, but it's not how it is. And living with that ambiguity of life and pain and suffering, and being brave enough to say, I do not understand. I do not understand. Because in our society, I do not understand is sometimes taken to mean I'm a bit of a loser and I'm incredibly gullible. But there's an honesty. I can get so far with it, but then I do not understand. We are people and we do not know everything, and that is okay. It's okay. Because we are people who deal with mystery. That is what we do. That's what we're doing when we gather here. It's mysterious. We don't understand it. And the thirst for certainty is a dangerous thirst. It's the lazy fundamentalism of the religious right and the liberal left. It's lazy and it's not the path to fullness. I do not understand is not the same as saying God does not exist or I believe any tosh that anybody tells me. But to be gracious and to be honest, we need to be able to hold tightly to God and yet admit our ignorance. We are like small children who put their hand into the one who will guide us home. We are like small children who put our hand into the one who will guide us home. Right, okay, it's very warm in here, and I would like you to give me a round of applause. 3, 2, 1. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. In other circumstances, I would say, give the Lord a mighty round of praise, but that's not our way. We do not understand everything is not the same as saying, we don't know anything. In the ordinary role of life, when the tough things happen, suffering is part of how it is. People are born, people die, people get ill, people live with disability, people get poor, people have the suffering of sudden windfalls of money, people have difficulty dealing with money, blah, 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 blah. Suffering happens. Suffering happens. How are you going to suck the good juice out of it? Does it bear fruit? So the passage from Isaiah is the joy of the return of the exiles. They have been away and now they are going to go home. Crack open the bubbly, says the prophet. The times like we used to have when King David was king, it's going to be fantastic. Don't invest in things that will pass, the prophet says. We don't understand it all, he says, but we know that what we once were, we're going back and it's going to be great. But the question is, why do good things happen to me? Because that also is as much of a conundrum. Why do bad things happen? Conundrum. But why do good things happen? Is also a conundrum. So Arthur Ashe, who was he won Wimbledon, he was a legendary tennis player, and he died of AIDS because he received infected blood when he had heart surgery in 1983. And from all over the world, he received letters from fans, one of which said, "Why does God have to select you for this bad disease?" And his reply, "The world over, 50 million children start playing tennis. 5 million learn to play tennis. 500,000 learn professional tennis. 50,000 come to the circuit. 5,000 reach the Grand Slam. 50 reach Wimbledon. 4 the semi-finals, 2 the finals. And when I was holding up the cup, I never asked God, why me? And today in pain, I should not be asking God, why me?" So these readings during the season of Lent, what's that about? Why are we getting this now? Well, because of the bit about the fig tree. So you know, there's other stories about fig trees, you remember, about cursing them and stuff like that. But this isn't the cursing like you get in other texts. This is a story that says the fig tree isn't to be cursed, the fig tree is to be ripped out. Ripped out and chucked away. No, says the gardener. Give it another year. Give it, I will look after it. Let it grow, let it develop. Let it show fruit. It's a story about repentance. Repentance. Repentance is turning around. Turning around. So we live in a society where we think of sin and the call to repentance and all that sort of stuff as being my individual, I'm not giving you any examples, my individual failings of me. Whereas there's a whole world of stuff that we are a part of that requires turning around, requires repentance. So it is sinful that people are not accepted as they are, regardless of their race. It is sinful that in a country like ours, people have to come to a food bank. These are sins. And it's a call to repent. Repent. Turn it around. That people battle their way through, away from places of war, and they end up in the UK and they're treated like criminals. It's a sin. It's a call to repent. So the challenge for us is not to think that in our lives it will all be easy, it will all be smooth, but to think that through our suffering, we are called to bear fruit. Fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Fruit. What is the fruit of my life? What's the fruit of it? And if you're like me, you're a wee person, and you think, oh, well, I can't do very much. Yeah, but you can make the life of people round about you a lot worse or a lot better. What about repenting, which means turning around, away from grumbling, away from moaning, What about turning around to be more loving? What about being the person that others would speak to and be listened to well? What about the challenge of being in the queue? Love, peace, patience. What about that? Fruit for the life that you live, the life every day, ordinary. And to take the from the suffering that we've been, and to take the juice of it, and to allow it to have fruit in the life that we live. Does the suffering that is yours and mine, does it bear fruit? We are not God. We are followers of Jesus. We do not know, but we know the one who knows. We are not, as followers of Jesus, expected to know it all, but we are expected to be people who live within the context of his sacrificial love. So let us pray. Lord, there's much we don't understand. We would repent of our need to know it all. To be seen as being wise, all-knowing people. We lean into your love. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. We join together to sing, O Sacred Head, Sore Wounded.
Thank you.
So let us pray. God of grace, we pray for those who live in areas of conflict and violence, in communities of violence, in cultures of violence, which includes our own. We pray for those places where the bullets and the bombs bring destruction and devastation. And we pray for those cheery, happy, bright, looking lovely family homes where the fists fly. And we pray for those young people who feel that they are caught in a cycle of violence. Lord, we pray. For those suffering as a result of natural disaster. For those who are organizing things, practical things. For those giving the money. And for those making sure that the right resources are in the right place. Through that, may your love be known. For those who are ill. For those that we know and love. And we pray for those who have nobody to pray for them. For those who are overwhelmed with bitterness because of the events of their lives. For those whose unemployment or divorce has led to homelessness. To those who feel that society is passing them by. And nobody cares. We pray. And we ask for the sensitivity to spot your spirit calling us to action. We pray for those who mourn, going through the grief and the torment of bereavement. And we ask, loving God, that you would help each one of us to remember that bereavement is not quickly fixed, and sadness may overwhelm after years and years. Lord, we pray. We hold up those who suffer all over our world, and we ask that you would bring your healing and bring your peace. And we ask also that if we are to answer our own prayers, we would be sensitive to the leading of your Spirit. And we bring all our prayers in the name and for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. So you heard a plea from Christian Aid at the beginning of the service. Ray's not disappearing if you need the red envelopes. If you're a UK taxpayer, please gift aid anything you give. Now our offerings will be received. Pens, if anybody needs them. Pens. Let us pray. We bring our pain, our bitterness, our regret, our foolishness, our crass stupidity. We bring our lust, we bring our passionate desire for certainty. We offer the people that we are. We know our imperfection. We are amazed that you can use us, and we are glad. Thank you. This money is a symbol that we offer the day-to-day, minute-by-minute living of our lives for the work of your kingdom. Thanks be to you, our God. Amen. We join together to sing, Lord, for the years. Tell us what you've been up to. What have you made?
We've made patterns on a black piece of paper.
Okay, tell me why. Can I just say, I didn't know this, but is it something like, was the bright colour paper behind and then you took off the... to show so that it was dark and then the light shone through?
Yes.
Yep, get that. And what's this?
So we've written someone on the leaf that we want to
pray about.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You're going to put that on the communion table? Yeah. That's good. Thank you very much. Right, come on, along the front. Let me see these pictures.
No.
Oh,
my.
Pick pictures. Let me see. Good morning. Go away. Are you going to show us your pictures? Hold them up. Hold them up. Hold them up. Oh. Cool. Thank you. And we need to remember that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you. See you later, gang. Nice try.